Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sane Man, back in college I worked for a medical lab. I had a female supervisor and a lower level male manager. This was a lab for physicians to send in sick patient specimens to try and find out what was wrong with them. Males would come in, do their job, and go home. Some of the females were like evil children who had no regard for patients' health. Their behavior was borderline criminal. The female who I shared the work with would grab the smaller workload and then spend 4 hours of the 8-hour shift in a break room talking. After I'd been working the entire shift, she would try and time it, so we sat down to enter results at the same time, and then would ask me for help with her typing. I wouldn't help her and started doing my work in random order, so she wouldn't tell how much I had left to do. This pissed her off. I noticed this a common female tactic, where they'll accuse others of whatever they themselves are doing. She told the male manager I wasn't doing my share of the work, but she didn't think it far enough ahead that he would just pull up the productivity reports. He told her I was doing 8 times the amount of work that she was doing. The consequences for her, none. I changed shifts and it got worse. One girl didn't like another who was always bragging about the new clothes she had bought at the store. She hid all the patient specimens the girl was working on. The female supervisor was going to let it go, but the male director who was overseeing everything heard about it. He told the supervisor either she gets fired or you get fired. Another time, 2 girls were caught running a scam. They would collect money from everyone to buy lunch. Then they'd go out and buy a bunch of cheap pizzas and use the rest of the money to go to an expensive restaurant. Then work would provide food, and they got caught stealing that food. I overheard one girl giving others tips about getting pregnant and riding the government gravy train for life. She herself was going to have her tubes untied so she could get pregnant again and get more government money. We also suspected one woman had Munchausen by proxy and was making her kid sick to get attention. We suspect that she was taking bacteria specimens home and infecting her kid because he kept coming down with weird infections in places that they don't usually show up. She was trying to have another kid but was too overweight, so she got her stomach stapled in order to lose the weight, but burst the staples eating an entire bucket of KFC. There was also an older woman who he called Crazy Mary after the song. Besides stealing people's lunches, she was caught pretending to work but wasn't doing anything with their patient specimens. She was constantly telling the male manager that someone else wasn't doing their work when it was actually her. She finally got fired because she let a positive meningitis test for an infant sit around all weekend without calling the physician. A positive meningitis test requires a physician call because of its high potential for being fatal, especially with an infant. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as sharing your tales of thoughts from a lab. I'll give you my opinion in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to women not passing your health results on to your doctor because they're lazy and probably have a grudge against their co-workers' clown world show. First of all, when women accuse others of what they're guilty of doing themselves, that's also known as projection. After all, you can't call them lazy if they call you lazy first. It's childlike schoolyard behavior. As for the woman that worked way less than you did, she didn't think about the productivity reports because many women are not generally good long-term thinkers. Then there's the woman that held a petty grudge because she's jealous of another woman's shopping therapy with the coats and shoes she was able to purchase, of course. That could also potentially have led to some people not getting their cancer tests. I think someone like that should be responsible for criminal negligence. Then there are the women that got free lunches at bougie restaurants on everyone else's dime. They didn't care about anyone but themselves. I'm no longer shocked by the examples you mentioned about women's bad behavior, Mr. Anonymous. What's a better thing to do is to go out of your way to see the good examples, what few there are. I'm sure you'd be hard-pressed to find a man that would take advantage of their co-workers by ripping them off with regards to being unethical and stealing their money, as well as hiding lab samples. The specimen or sample sorting job here in Canada is mostly handled by Filipino workers. I had a family member work in the field and she was complaining about their gossiping as well. It's a low-pay, low-skill work for the most part, if you sort bodily samples. I'm not sure about actually analyzing them, however. That's a different ball of wax. But if we could automate the process, then we would have by now. You think your blood sample co-workers are bad? Just look at Elizabeth Holmes. She was processing lab samples at her company and the results were not very accurate. Women are thought of as more nurturing and caring, so that's why they go into the healthcare profession. Women from my mother's generation are more like that. But those types are now gone and replaced by women that I'd like to call the entitledosaurus. They can do anything they want and somehow always land on their feet in FUPAs. It's easy to go your own way when you see these sorts of examples of female nature at play. What can I really say about this? You pointed out great examples of grotesque girl behavior. I guess I no longer need to wonder why one time, when I would basically get my lab results, my triglycerides were off the charts, and they told me that I needed to rush back to the lab to get the test results redone. I was freaking out at first, thinking there was something seriously wrong with me. Then I learned not to worry because I was told that there are lab errors and they happen all the time. You know, there's some female actuary out there calculating the cost of having to hire incompetent low to medium skilled workers and pay for all their lab errors that lead to lawsuits, versus doing the ethical thing and paying higher paid staff that rarely make mistakes. The blood sorting business is a business like any other. It's just sad because there are people out there relying on reliable test results for their health, and they aren't always getting them because of mostly entitled women working in those industries. I wish that Elizabeth Holmes wasn't a fraud and that she could actually do safe and reliable blood tests from only one drop of blood at your local Walgreens, using a machine that was in the store. It was also men that were working on developing her technology, and if it was a success, then a lot of debutantes would have been out of a job. Instead, it's a terrible career, and it's a low-pay and high-risk one. My aunt also did it many years ago, and she cut her finger and got hepatitis that way. You're dealing with biohazards that can infect people. So I certainly believe the part of your story, Mr. Anonymous, where you spoke about the woman potentially making her son sick with all sorts of things from the lab. If that's what she was doing, then it would certainly be considered child abuse. But it's one of those things where people can suspect it all they want, but they can't prove it. The law is funny in that if there's no way to prove her behavior, then the case gets thrown out of courts. If it's true, what kind of a woman does that to her own child? Maybe she's sick and twisted and enjoys seeing her own male child suffer. I don't know. Maybe after seeing all that bad female behavior from your other coworkers, you assume the worst from her as well. As for the two women that were collecting free lunches and everybody's money and buying the cheapest pizza imaginable and pocketing the rest so they could go to bougie restaurants, that's what women do these days. Whatever situation you find yourself in life, always think to yourself, what's the most advantageous position you can be in, and that's usually the position you'll find a woman in. They're great at maximizing the extraction of resources from men and other people in general, and they don't generally worry about the ethics or morality of how they get what they want. But once they get those resources, how they spend them isn't usually as rational and as efficient as they are when getting them. They tend to do spending instead of investing. I think part of the rise in so many stories like all the ones that you shared, Mr. Anonymous, is that there are little to no consequences for most of the behaviors that you mentioned. How does that old line go? Show me an incentive and I'll show you an outcome. The outcome is usually nothing serious and a slap on the wrist. The consequences for bad female behavior are nowhere near as serious as they are for men. They get away with it because we let them. At least some of the women you were working with ended up getting fired. At least there were some consequences. Anyhow, the last part of the video, I want to briefly bring up a woman in Canada that now makes jizz jewelry made from semen. I guess that adds new meaning to the term necklace. Where else but in Canada would something like that become popular and start trending on TikTok? Designer Amanda Booth makes necklaces for women from the spunk of their significant other, so they can be closer to them, so to speak. Her greatest demand for her jewelry is that jizz jewelry. She received over 6 million views on TikTok, and then the orders started pouring in along with the jizz. First, the biohazard material has to be sent unrefrigerated through the mail, where it stinks up a storm, until it finally arrives at her front door. I'm sure she's kept all those used COVID masks she's had for processing the poison juice that comes in the mail. One TikTok user says, imagine 75 years from now, finding a necklace at Goodwill and knowing it was actually made of that. She shows people videos where she takes the man juice and makes it into jewelry. Another person says that just because it can be done doesn't mean that it should be. This is another level of depravity that our society has finally sunk to. But you know what this is? It's a conversation starter. The women that buy it are probably hoping that some stranger asks them about their strange necklace, so they can tell them all about it and what man it's made from. Many women won't even wait. They'll just start going around and telling people because they want the added attention. People, i.e. women, are so desperate for attention these days that they're willing to stoop this low. Imagine some guy having this made for his wife and not telling her what it is. The article I read about it mentions that this is a way for people to wear part of the person they love on their bodies at all time. Mr. Anonymous, maybe some of the women at your work are sending seminal fluid samples to a woman like this and getting her to make necklaces and earrings. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that soon some women will have so many semen necklaces that they will shine more than Mr. T. Or should I say Mr. Teabag? Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that mess around with your blood samples and tell you that you don't have cancer when you actually do and need treatment away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.